By now, you've seen the signs and billboards for and against State Question 777, and both sides are gearing up for a television ad blitz. November is months away, and the fight over whether to change the state constitution to give broad protection to the ag industry is already getting nasty.
Right to farm, when it's really their corporate right to harm. Giving out-of-state corporations free rein to pollute our land and drinking water, abuse our animals.
Now radicals and politicians in Hollywood and Washington, D.C. want to tell us how to farm. We've been pushed too far.
This is a fight between two national adversaries that loathe each other. Oklahoma is the latest battleground. Missouri and North Dakota already passed right to farm. The two main players, backing the no side, the Humane Society of the U.S. It pushes for tighter restrictions on the use of GMO crops and confined animal feeding operations that pack livestock in small cages. Backing the yes side, farm bureaus, pro-agricultural organizations that say the Humane Society wants to destroy the farm way of life.
Why is Humane Society worried about agriculture?
John Collison with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
If they truly loved animals like we do, we're the ones that raise millions and millions of animals every single day and take care of them. They're our livelihood. We're not going to treat our business badly.
Cynthia Armstrong with the Oklahoma branch of the Humane Society of the U.S. says farm bureaus are doing the bidding of corporate agriculture and large corporations that don't want any restrictions by supporting State Question 777.
They want to do business the way they want to do it without regard to environmental concerns, animal welfare. They don't want any of that getting in their way.
If voters approve right to farm in November, the Oklahoma Constitution will be amended to read like this. The legislature shall pass no law which abridges the right of citizens and lawful residents of Oklahoma to employ agricultural technology and livestock production and ranching practices without a compelling state interest. The wording is broad and takes power away from the legislature. McAllister Democrat Donnie Conant was the only no vote when the bill was in House committee in 2015. He later voted in favor. His rationale? Give the people the chance to decide.
Forever's a long time. 10, 15 years from now, if we vote this in and the legislature comes up almost with a crisis with agriculture, their hands are tied. But that was my reasoning. Two reasons, basically, is the probably hundreds of emails I got telling me to vote no on it and didn't get hard, if any. I don't know if I got any to say vote yes.
Complicating matters, Oklahoma already has a similar law on the books. It outlaws so-called nuisance lawsuits against farmers and ranchers from nearby residents who might be disturbed by noise, odors, and pollution. But statutes are a lot easier to change than the state constitution. Opponents say approving the state question will mean costly court challenges over any new laws about agriculture.
My great-great-grandpa went homestead here in 1893. And the Cherokee Strip land run, so that makes me the fifth generation.
That's right to farm supporter Travis Snaithman. His family has a 5,000-acre farm near Garber in north-central Oklahoma. It's a large-scale farm, but it's still a family farm. California has already enacted some laws he says would hurt his operation if they were in effect in Oklahoma.
And so basically they put rules and regulations on how animals are housed. They've got to be in rich crates and rich pens, and what it's done is decrease that production. Those farmers out there can't compete on the national scale with other states that don't have those rules and regulations.
Many of the smaller organic farmers State Impact has talked to over the past year are against 777, like Dustin Green, who owns a 10-acre farm outside of Norman.
It's important, and I have no affiliation with Humane Society at all, but it's important to have organizations like them who hold us accountable, that say, you know, this isn't good for the animal. It's unsanitary, it spreads bacteria, it spreads diseases. They shouldn't be locked in cages. They shouldn't be locked in barns.
State Impact has interviewed about a dozen farmers on State Question 777, and there seems to be a trend. The bigger your farm, the more likely you're a right-to-farm supporter. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.